KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In high school sports over the weekend, Atlantic hosting its girls tennis tourney Saturday. It was Clarinda winning the meet with 19 points. Abraham Lincoln, the runner-up, with 17. Atlantic placing third with 16 points. Lewis Central, Des Moines Lincoln, and Harlan round out the rest of the field. In number one singles, Abby Bergston of Lewis Central defeated Lisa Gearhart of Atlantic 6-11 and 6-11 in the championship matchup. Kayla Rogers downed Maddie Reef of Abe Lincoln in the third place match, and Haley Johnson of Des Moines Lincoln was a winner over Taylor Faw of Harlan for fifth place. At number one doubles, Leah Jepkes and Lexi Allen of Atlantic teamed up to defeat Frankie Farwell and Katie Pregon of Abraham Lincoln 7-5 and 6-2 for the championship. Third place went to Abby Brown and Emma Pullen, who defeated Gracie Benton and Madeline Janice of Des Moines Lincoln, while Teresa Arkfelt and Tara Knutson of Harlan were winners over Allie Montgomery and Kaylee Reynolds of Lewis Central for fifth place. At number two singles in Saturday's meet, Sarah Cabine of Clarinda was the champion as she picked up a victory over Cassie Schilling of Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, 6-1 and 6-2 for first place. Lewis Central's Hannah Shea defeated Kelly Myrtle of Des Moines Lincoln for third, and Cody Hitch of Atlantic beat Haley Horn of Harlan for fifth place. Also, number two doubles, Katie Duvall and Jess Duvall of Harlan were the champions. They defeated Emma Stevie and Ashley Nordhues of Clarinda, 6-4 and 6-4 in the title match. Brittany Johnson and Victoria Holcomb of Abraham Lincoln won third place, defeating Grace Jacob and Gina Brosom of Atlantic in the third place match. Callie Webb and Claudia Janice of Des Moines Lincoln defeated Rosalind Gray and Natalie Keller of Lewis Central for fifth place in the number two doubles division Saturday. In high school boys golf on Saturday, it was Harlan winning the Denison boys golf tourney. They shot a 332 team total for a three-stroke win over Denison, who shot 335. Atlantic right there with a 337 placing third. Shenandoah shot 341 for fourth place. Carroll, Kemper Catholic, and Storm Lake round out the rest of the field. Evan Schuler of Atlantic was the overall medalist in the event. He shot the low round of 73. Jake Olson shot 86, Kyle Nelson 88, and Sam Reno 90 to help out the Atlantic effort on Saturday. In high school soccer action on Saturday, in boys' play, it was Harlan defeating Atlantic 4-0. Beckman Catholic over St. Albert 3-1. St. Albert beat Bellevue Marquette 4-1. Waterloo Columbus over St. Albert 2-1. Sioux City Bishop Heelan Catholic over Lewis Central 5-0. Dowling Catholic defeated Lewis Central by a score of 3-0. In girls' Saturday soccer, Lewis Central a 10-0 winner over Atlantic. It was Bondurant Farrar over Glenwood 2-0. Sioux City East beat Glenwood 3-1. Bondurant Farrar over St. Albert 2-1 on penalty kicks. Grinnell beat Trainer 4-0. Waterloo Columbus down Nottoway Valley West Central Valley Adair Casey 3-1. Pella beat Nottoway Valley West Central Valley Adair Casey 7-1. And it was Nottoway Valley West Central Valley Adair Casey posting an 8-0 win over Ottumwa on Saturday. At Drake Relays action on the weekend on Saturday and some of the final high school events, the 400-meter hurdles saw Rebecca Topham of Griswold place third in that event. She ran a minute 5.29 for a time. Sarah Plock of Iowa City High ran 102.38 for the championship. Also in the 1,500-meter run, it was Stephanie Jenks of Linmar winning that event, running a time of 4 minutes, 28.72 seconds. Topham from Griswold ended up in fourth place as she ran 4 minutes, 34.87 seconds in the finals of that event. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In baseball, Adam Wainwright became the majors' first five-game winner, and Johnny Peralta ended the St. Louis Cardinals' 366-at-bat homerless drought with a pair of long balls and four RBIs in a 7-0 victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Matt Holliday, Alan Craig, and Yadier Molina also had RBIs for the Cardinals, who totaled 5 runs in their previous 4 games. St. Louis took 2 of 3 from the Pirates, shutting them out in both wins. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat Miami 4-0, Atlanta over Cincinnati in 10 innings 1-0, San Diego beat Washington 4-2, Cubs over Milwaukee 4-0, Colorado beat the Dodgers 6-1, Philadelphia 2-0 over Arizona. Omar Infante homered and tied a career high with 6 RBIs. James Shields pitched 7 innings of 3-hit ball, and the Kansas City Royals coasted to a 9-3 victory over the Baltimore Orioles on Sunday. Nori Aoki scored 3 runs for the Royals, who took 2 of 3 from Baltimore to conclude a 3-4 road trip that began in Cleveland. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, it was Toronto over Boston 7-1, Houston beat Oakland 5-1, Chicago over Tampa Bay 9-2, Seattle beat Texas 6-5, the Yankees over the Angels 3-2, Detroit at Minnesota was rained out yesterday. In interleague play, San Francisco beat Cleveland 4-1. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was New Orleans over Omaha 4-2. Iowa at Colorado Springs was rained out yesterday. Iowa's coming home now today as they're expected to host Omaha in the opener of a series tonight at Principal Park. Another player sliding headfirst into a base has been injured and is headed to the disabled list. This time it's Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper, who's been placed on the 15-day disabled list with a sprained left thumb. Harper hurt his hand with a headfirst slide into third base Friday night after hitting a third-inning bases-loaded triple in Washington's 11-1 win over the San Diego Padres. He stayed in the game for an inning before he was replaced. The Baltimore Orioles have put first baseman Chris Davis on the 15-day disabled list with a strained left oblique. Davis left Friday night's game against Kansas City after 4 innings. Davis led the majors last year with 53 home runs and 138 RBIs. This season he has 2 homers and 13 RBIs in 22 games. The Detroit Tigers have put pitcher Anibal Sanchez on the 15-day disabled list because of a blister on his throwing hand. Sanchez left in the third inning of Saturday's 5-3 loss to the Twins with a blister on his right middle finger. He's 0-2 with a 3.13 ERA and 5 starts so far this season. In NBA playoff action yesterday, Washington down Chicago 98-89. The Wizards take a 3-1 lead in that series. Portland also is up 3-1 over Houston after the Trailblazers post a 123-120 overtime win on Sunday. Golden State beat the LA Clippers 118-97 to tie that series at 2 each, and Toronto is tied 2-2 with Brooklyn after the Raptors post an 87-79 win on Sunday. In the National Hockey League playoffs, Anaheim wrapped up its series with Dallas with a 5-4 overtime win. The Ducks advanced to the conference semifinals with a 4-2 series victory. Chicago also moves into the Western Conference semifinals as they post a 5-1 win over St. Louis in Game 6. Chicago wins that series 4-2 as the Blackhawks move on. The New York Rangers took a 3-2 lead over Philadelphia yesterday in their best-of-7 series as the Rangers win 4-2 on Sunday. And Iowa's operating from a rare position of strength at running back. Not only do the Hawkeyes have a staple of capable backs, but they're nearly all healthy heading into the summer. Iowa took it easy on its 3 top backs, starters Mark Wiseman and Jordan Canzeri, and third down back Damon Bullock. And as a result, they should all be fresh for fall camp in 3 months. The Hawkeyes gave many of the carries to those backs normally would have gotten to a host of youngsters, including LaShawn Daniels, Jonathan Parker, and Barkley Hill. Coach Kirk Ferentz says Bullock, Daniels, and Canzeri have all improved during spring practice, which wrapped up Saturday with a scrimmage at Kinnick Stadium. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.